Cabinet jitters are mentioned in the lead headline of the Irish Independent. The paper says that the government is bracing for a delay in removing the remaining COVID-19 restrictions after a sudden change in the behaviour of the virus caused alarm among public health officials. As 2,066 new cases were reported yesterday, senior figures from the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, told government officials of concerns over the rise in the number of tests carried out, the positivity rate and hospitalisations, the paper says. "We are not out of the woods," says the Irish Daily Mail, summing up the cautious words of the Taoiseach on the subject yesterday. Meanwhile, farmers are scathing about the budget. "It exposes this government's lack of commitment to farmers and rural Ireland," writes Justin McCarthy in an editorial in the Irish Farmers Journal. The Irish Times leads with the new proposals from the European Commission, designed to ease the implementation of Northern Ireland's post-Brexit arrangements. The paper says that the offer to drop most checks on goods from Britain destined for Northern Ireland's supermarket shelves and cut half of the customs formalities was based on discussions with local, civic and business figures. Naomi O'Leary reports on the opposition that Maroš Šefčovič, the EU's Brexit point man, faced in making his proposals. And she quotes a diplomat as saying, "The Commission is pushing at the very edge of what is accepted by member states." The Irish Examiner leads with the statement by the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, that in light of the Sarah Everard murder case in London, he is setting up a review of investigations where Gardaí are accused of domestic or sexual violence to make sure they are investigated properly. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star lead with reports on a man they both describe as a Kinahan hitman who flew into Ireland in 2017 and was caught on CCTV strolling through Dublin before being arrested. As the papers report, an image from the CCTV footage features in an RTE primetime show tonight. The Irish Sun leads with a report on the inquest on a young woman who died of a blood clot hours after being discharged from University Hospital Limerick in 2019, in which the coroner gave a verdict of medical misadventure. The front page picture in the Examiner is of students outside the Dublin City Council offices yesterday, protesting about comments made by the council chief executive, Owen Keegan, about student accommodation. But as is reported inside the Examiner and in other papers, Mr. Keegan has apologised for his remarks made in a letter to UCD Students' Union. He had said that he was surprised that the union had not entered the housing market itself after it had complained that private interests were ripping off students for excess profits. In another letter to the Students' Union published yesterday, Mr. Keegan said the use of sarcasm was inappropriate and he was happy to apologise for the offence caused. But Owen Keegan is not the only one to suggest that people get into the housing market. In the Times property supplement, there is an article with the unsarcastic headline, "How to Make Money from Your Garden." "If your home has a large garden, you may be sitting on some money," writes Joanne Hunt. "Selling a site, developing it yourself or gifting it to a family member are all ways to monetize what's under your nose."